This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Congressman Rodney Davis says he had Illinois farmers in mind when voting on tax reform legislation. Rodney says the recent changes are a positive for farmers and will help lessen their financial risk.
Everything I do out here, especially when we have a major piece of legislation like tax reform, I always think about our family farmers. And I went and I asked many of the family farmers, and you saw me at many of our listening sessions talking about not only the farm bill, but as we talked about tax reform. I wanted to get their input. What are the provisions in the tax code that are most relevant to our local family farms and being sustainable? You know, I don't think our family farmers get enough credit for the risk they take. Look, they leverage their family fortune, their income, their retirement to buy seed each year, put it in the ground, hopefully get enough rain and sunshine to grow it, and then hopefully have a market to sell it. That's risk. So we want to make sure that they have the ability to mitigate that risk even when they purchase new equipment. So Section 179 allows farmers to be able to deduct certain expenses when buying large equipment. We also have immediate expensing of capital purchases, and we also allow interest deduction on many of those smaller farming operations that we see in and around central Illinois. These are provisions to go along with the fact that we have now capped how many taxes, what level of tax rate that small businesses or our family farms have to pay. They were paying through the individual tax brackets because most of them are subchapter S's, sole proprietorships, limited liability corporations, and now they get they have a cap instead of a 40% where some of their income is taxed, they'll be down to 29%.
During our interview, we also talked about the 2018 Farm Bill. Congressman Davis expects Farm Bill debates to begin next month.
Well, I think we'll start marking some initial legislation up. That's our process where our House Ag Committee debates the bill that's going to be introduced in the House Ag Committee. That'll probably happen early next month. We're working with our Ag Committee staff to put language on paper. But the goal for me is to keep and already what I think is a successful farm bill in place that we passed in 2014, one that is very crop insurance focused for risk management, that saves taxpayers billions of dollars. We've already seen the results of that from 2014 when we passed the bill till 2018 now, where we were projected to save $23 billion. We actually have saved $104 billion. That's taxpayer dollars that's staying, that is not being spent right now. And that's what we have to do, is take the positives of that bill and fix around the edges programs that may need some tweaks. And frankly, that's my goal.
In other news, the Illinois Soybean Board is looking for farmers interested in filling one of four director positions with the United Soybean Board. Any soybean farmer who is affected by the soybean checkoff is eligible to serve. To be considered for the national leadership position, farmers must complete the required application and agreement to serve statement and return those to the Illinois Soybean Association by February 23rd. And you can find those forms online at ilsoy.org. The Illinois Soybean Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Ag a first preferred choice nominee and second preferred choice alternate for the open position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make final appointments, and the chosen individual will begin serving a 3-year term in December of this year. Each individual appointed is eligible to serve a total of 3 terms. Once again, for more information about the United Soybean Board position, visit ilsoy.org. And we'll have more ag news in just a moment. The U.S. has reclaimed the title of top beef exporter to South Korea. According to Reuters, the change comes 14 years after a U.S. outbreak of mad cow disease that led to a ban of U.S. beef in South Korea, handing the top spot of the market to Australia. U.S. beef shipments jumped 13.7% last year to 177,000 metric tons, accounting for nearly half of South Korea's beef imports. Australian shipments eased about 4% to 172,000 metric tons. Beef is a diet mainstay of South Korea, and the nation is the world's 4th biggest beef importer and the 3rd biggest buyer of U.S. beef in 2016, rising to a value of $1.1 billion in 2017. A Korea-based trade researcher attributed the change to the 2017 drought in Australia and a tariff gap between the U.S. and Australia. U.S. beef will attract 21.3% tariff in 2018, while the tariff for Australian beef will be 26.6%. Well, looking at community events, the Carlinville FFA alumni group is hosting a dinner auction at the Carlinville Elks Lodge this Saturday. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children 12 and under, and are available at C&B Bank and Trust and PJ's Tire in Carlinville. And doors open at 5:30 Saturday evening. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.